All right, let's do this. Let's have some fun with cows and pigs and such with your bull bits.
Huh?
Let's start off with pigs. Students. No, not the students. Students at Whitehead Elementary had a contest, and they put out jars with different names of principals and assistant principals and teachers and such. On little jars, and kids were making donations for a fund, and the one with the most money would have to kiss a pig. Well,
okay.
Parent liaison Tenelia Simmons, I hope I'm saying your name right, she was the winner. She had to kiss a pig, but keeping with the cool tradition at Whitehead Elementary, everybody kissed the pig.
How big was the pig?
It's a piglet.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, if you're kissing a big pig, that could be dangerous. That could actually be dangerous.
It was a piglet. And somebody said, how'd that go? Tastes like bacon.
From pigs to chickens, KFC has unveiled the Cheeza.
I saw this. I can't wait.
I feel like this is just appropriation of my Italian culture. It features fried chicken fillets with marinara sauce and mozzarella cheese. That just sounds like a chicken parm to me, but then they take it the one step further and add pepperoni toppings to it, and they call it the Cheeza because they're trying to combine the words chicken and pizza. The Cheeza, which has been in the Philippines since 2015 on their menu, but now they're bringing it stateside, and it's making its debut later this year.
I can't wait. Going to KFC for lunch. Not this year.
No.
Later.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Okay, so from pigs to chickens, you have a story about cows?
Chickens to cows now. Hairy Cow Brewing Company is expanding its operations.
Is it really?
They're going to be setting up a new location in Box Elder, South Dakota later this year.
Oh, I did hear about this.
So 5 years in business in Byron, they thought it would be a good time to expand. And since they love to travel, the owners go to Black Hills area of South Dakota very often. They saw an opportunity to open up a location just outside Ellsworth Air Force Base. They just couldn't pass up the location.
Nice.
So they hope to break ground in the next few months and have it open by fall. The only thing that could be a problem is that the head brewer, John Lambert, is moving to South Dakota to be closer to his kids in Denver with the new operation.
Got it. Okay. Hey, listen, this is not a paid endorsement, but a very fun hang, a delicious, and the beers are great. If you don't have plans tonight and you're looking for them, Hairy Cow Brewing down in Byron is a certified hang.
Yeah, their artesian pizza and brew right there out on the deck overlooking the river.
Yep.
Oh, so nice.
It's like right around the corner from Lake Louise as well. Anyway, we go from pigs to chickens to cows to goats.
Okay.
Which is an acronym for greatest of all time. Dolly Parton has congratulated Beyonce on hitting number one on the Billboard country chart. She posted saying that she is a big fan and is very excited to see that Beyonce has done a country album. So she congratulated her and can't wait to hear all of it. So now we have a full certification from one of the goats of country welcoming Beyonce into the country music sphere, if you will.
Dolly Parton knows firsthand when you work with big mega stars like Whitney Houston, it pays dividends.
It certainly does.
So that's brilliant. Yeah.